prophetic team, if you guys want to go ahead and come up. Anybody want to join me? Well, as I was praying this morning, a couple of you guys stood out to me, but I also got a corporate word. So I'm going to wait on the corporate word to the very end. Good job, Chris. I actually had a word for you, Chris. I'm going to start with you. I really feel like the Lord is highlighting you because you've been actually in a season where the Lord's been preparing for some new ground with you, and you've actually plowed lots of ground in a fresh way. Like there's been a deposit of hunger that he put inside of you to come up another level and to really pursue that. And I just hear the Father saying that he placed that in you because this is a time of transition and a time of accelerating up into this next level of what that is. And there's a confidence that he's developing within you so that you fully come into the fullness of your identity, because you know he's not done with you. He has a lot of things that he wants to partner with you in, and there's a lot of creativity, a lot of prayers, a lot of vision that he's placed inside of you. And so I just feel the Lord really affirming you and affirming the season that you've been in, because there is new things, new beginnings, new stuff that's going to get birthed out of you that's actually going to surprise you. Some of the stuff you've been thinking about and dreaming about for a while, but you've only just gotten bold enough to ask at such a level of boldness. Like, I just feel like the Lord's saying, I've increased your boldness to begin to pray the way I pray and to be able to declare things from the throne room. And he says, and that's where you're seated and that's where you're supposed to be. So we thank you, Lord. We bless her for that. Yeah.
So as soon as she started prophesying, I saw you leaning down and your tears were falling. And I felt like you went through a season where we were sowing in your tears. And that was just so precious in his sight. And every drop of tear has gone into the ground and have made it soft so that it can be plowed. And then I see like booming flowers and booming litter, things that are popping up from the ground. So you're going to be able to reap that fruit of your tears. And I see that that's coming very, very soon. So I just want to bless you because I know that I have been praying with you. You have been so faithful and you have been so amazing. And your heart, you truly have Father's heart and heart of intercession. And God just loves that. And therefore, you will begin to move in authority because your heart is so connected to the Father's heart. So I bless you. Mm-hmm. Do you have something?
Okay. You're good. Do you have anything you want to add? Okay, you have someone else? Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't remember if your name is Kirk or Kurt. Kurt. When I was just asking God, as I was scanning the room, like, okay, what do you have for me to release? And I just saw you like shooting off kind of like from a launch platform. And so I feel like God's got a lot more things he's going to start doing with you and in your life. So get ready. I also looked over. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
So as I was, as she was prophesying over you, I was asking the Lord for word, and I see an appeal to heaven, and you're sitting right in front of that, and I see you appealing to heaven, and I see you going to the Father, and you will truly, I mean, I know that you know Father is your Father, but you will really begin to have a revelation of who the Father is, and you will really step into sonship, and that you will begin to move in as a son. And so therefore, you can truly be the Father that you are. You are already the Father, but you're going to be truly like the Father in heaven in capacity. God's going to expand you as a Father and move into the Father's heart, not only for your children, but extend it like teenagers. I see you just fathering people. Like, I know that you are involved in Celebrate Recovery, but not as a leader, but now you're going to be like a father, true father. So because you are connecting with the Father, you will be the Father that God designs you to be, and therefore you will father not only the groups and but even nations. So God is going to expand that so in an amazing accelerated way. So I just want to bless you. Jesus.
Kurt, I just saw a vision of you and the Lord walking around in this garden, in this place where you've actually plowed lots of ground and planted different shrubs and flowers and trees and different things in the garden with the Lord. This is really representative of your life. But I also feel like there's some areas where as you've been plowing some of this stuff, I kept seeing little rocks. They weren't big boulders, but they were little rocks that you would then begin to gather. You and the Lord would begin to gather them. And I asked the Lord what that was, and he said they were stones of remembrance. And I hear the Lord saying that in these stones, these are places and moments in your life, stones of remembrance, things that the Lord is highlighting to you because you place them. This isn't going to make sense. Hopefully this will make sense to you, but I hear the Lord saying, as we've been gathering those stones, it's like when in the word they would gather stones of remembrance as an altar, and they would build an altar up into the Lord. And I feel like the Lord is saying that there is a place within the garden of your heart where you've dug up some rocks where you thought that they were bad things, that they were ugly things, that they were things that didn't need to be there, because in order to plant, you know, we don't want rocks necessarily in the soil or whatever to hinder the root growth. And he says, but it's the same thing for you. And what he's done is actually he's turned those into stones of remembrance because they're part of your testimony. They're part of the things that you and the Lord have done together, where you and the Lord have plowed ground, where you and the Lord have pulled up some different things, and it's now built up an altar unto the Lord. And I just feel like the Lord is just so proud of you for doing that work, and it's been like, it's like hard labor. Like, I actually have this little side picture over here of, like, prisoners or prison camps or whatever, where they're just moving like rocks from one end of the place to the other, and it's like pointless. But he's like, it's the opposite of that. He's like, this is what's brought you freedom. This is what's brought you freedom, is to go and to gather those stones and to build it up into the altar of the Lord. So Father, I just thank you for what you're doing and what you're saying in Kurt's life, Lord. And I thank you that he has stones of remembrance of times where he knows that he knows that you were there in his life. Even if he didn't know it then, he knows it now, God. And I thank you that you're taking him on that journey of recognizing each stone of remembrance and how you've brought all of that together to create a place, Lord, where he can know that he know that he know that you are his and he is yours. And I thank you for that, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So I have a word for Cindy. So I was asking the Lord, I said, Cindy looks so beautiful this morning. I was saying to the Lord, I said, there's a shift in you. God, truly this morning, there's a shift. And I think because you had extra time to prepare yourself externally this morning, not that you look bad any morning, but you look particularly just put together. And that everything is matching, and you're going to all the hard times. That this 2020 has been a very difficult year for all of us, but particularly for you. And God says, Jacob, I have loved. Esau, I have despised, right? And then you are like Jacob, that you have not been afraid to spend, 14 years for what, you know, he has desired. And you have been sowing and sowing, and you have been so faithful, and it has been difficult, and it was not an easy journey. And that you have been, you're going to reap that fruit. Remember the spotted, speckled, all those things, yes, and those animals that he was able to accumulate in the assets. And so I just feel like that year is coming very, very soon. I feel like I hate to say 2021, but it is like so close. I feel like you're going to walk in authority, and everything that you were plowing for, having difficulty, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it kind of thing, is going to just open up with like grace. There's going to be such anointing of grace that it's going to look so gracious. People are like, wow, Cindy, how do you do that? And people will come to you and asking for advice and asking for like how to, that you will be able to write manuals about these things. And also, I was just remembering, and this is, I was just remembering yesterday, we had a prayer team at our church, and we had a party, and we were having prophetic gift exchange. Every single one of us was prophesying, and to everyone. And I'm thinking to myself, this is such a work that Cindy has started in our church. And so I just bless you as a prophetic trainer, and that she has just been so faithful into just sowing into our church as a prophetic church. And so I just bless her, Lord God, that you would increase and multiply, and just so that she will just be able to impact nations, not only our just church only, but Lord God, corridor and cities and states and the nations, in the name of Jesus. I just bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a word for her? That.
Okay, that's all right. Who's next?
Praise God. The when Cindy called us up here initially, I scanned the room and I said, okay, Father, who am I supposed to be up to? Do you have anybody that you want to speak into? And then after everybody got up here, I kept looking, and the Lord said, yes, Mario. And then he reminded me, he said, I told you to wear this shirt today because I was going to use you to speak to somebody. And I said, okay, Father. And so then, so Mario, this shirt, faith's got me living risky. And what the Father said to me was that there are some things that I feel like you're either have stepped into or about to step into that is not going to make a whole lot of sense. And what the Father is saying is, son, give me your hand and trust me to pull you out of your comfort zone with some things that I'm about to reveal to you and do in your life that is going to be very transformative, not only for your family, but for some others that are connected to you. And so I said, okay, Father, I will definitely share that with them. So, Lord, I just bless Mario that you encourage his heart to trust you outside of his comfort zone and to truly know that you are ordering his steps and that your word is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path, Father. And so there is no darkness where you are taking him, Father, because you illuminate every step that he takes, and that illumination also illuminates others so that they can see the steps that they need to take in Jesus' name.
Just a quick word that I heard the Lord say. He's a mighty man of God. And you are. You're a mighty man. You're much greater than your stature. You are much greater than your stature, and your grandsons will follow after that.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Just short word for Mario. As Corey was prophesying over you, I heard your words are so weighty. That you are a man of few words, but when you speak, those words have such weight. And it's just full of wisdom, and you impact in a such great level. So speak forth your word. It has such an impact.
That's good. Amen. That's good. Do you have another one?
Okay. Johnny, I have a word for you. I feel like God is telling you, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. It's a time of spring in your life. From the Song of Solomon, a time of the singing of the birds, a time of new life. Forget the old, it's gone, and God's calling you and bringing you into new life.
Amen. Yeah, I also heard God is singing over you right now. Oh, Johnny boy, that one. I can't sing it well, but he was just singing. He's singing over you, that he rejoices over you. So let him sing over you.
I wonder if that's the plain words, because it's Johnny, but it's Oh, Danny boy is the song.
Oh, yeah.
It's Oh, Danny boy. But he was hearing Oh, Johnny boy, but it made me think, because I was like, that's Oh, Danny boy. And he's like, but what I'm getting just from that, I had another word, but what I'm getting from that, just my interpretation, is that there's, like Daniel, you know, that Daniel lived in a time and was raised into a position of authority within the house of King Nebuchadnezzar, and he served, you know, an unrighteous king, you know, but because of his faithfulness to stay the course, to worship even against all odds, even when the decrees came that he weren't supposed to, even if he had to go into the pit with the lions, even if he had to go, like the king was concerned for him when he went into the pit with the lions. Like there's favor, Johnny, that you carry with people, even specifically of non-believers. And I feel like the Lord is placing you in a place of influence with leaders, with kings, with leaders, with people who have influence. And they may not know the Lord, but they know the Lord through you. They know the Lord through you because of how you represent him and how you do business and how you communicate with people. And so I feel like that's the interpretation of that word, but it also confirms the picture that I got for you during worship. And that was that you're an atmosphere shifter, Johnny, that when you go in and, you know, you don't just repair air conditioners and things, but you actually, you know, when we think about air conditioning and heating units, like they impact the atmosphere, they change the temperature. And that's what you do when you go into different places and you're able to shift atmospheres. You're able to clear out what doesn't belong and to put in what needs to take place. And I feel like the Lord's actually going to give you some words. He's going to start giving you words of knowledge about the people that you're working with and about the people that you're working for. And he's just going to open up the ability for you to be a safe place. I feel like the Father just says you already do this, but it's going to come to another level where people are just going to all of a sudden start talking to you about their problems or about things going on with their families and things going on with their lives. And it's going to open up an opportunity for you to pray with them and to really be able to speak life into them and to prophesy into them and to be able to shift atmospheres because of that. But there's a place of influence there that the Lord is opening up for you. So I bless you in that. I thank you, Lord.
So, Erica left. I was going to prophesy over Erica. Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to give it to her.
We'll wait for Erica.
Is it Frank? Yeah. Frank. I just felt like the Lord was saying this morning that there's some turmoil inside, but still waters run deep. And he said, although the waves are roaring, have peace with him because he's taking care of all these issues for you. That you have a lot down deep inside. You don't show it, but it's there. But the Lord sees it, and he's working on your behalf.
I actually, when she was placed that, you know, and I know what you do, so drawing out the waters from that deep place, but I feel like it's more than your job. I feel like it's really about your identity and who you are, that you've stewarded well this deep well of water, this deep knowledge, this deep place in the Lord, and that's the place where you draw from. You draw from for yourself for deep strength, but you also draw it forth to water other people and to water other land. And I heard the Lord right now just say that he's actually giving you new land and new territory. There's something about you taking the land and new territory. And I don't know, I'm not saying that you're moving, but I feel like there's some kind of a shift when it comes, like I think there's real land he's talking about with this, that there's something about real land, because I just got the picture of like well water in a land that's a new place and a new place of transition. So it could be literal, but it may also be figurative. So just pray about that. But what I see is well water in a new land that has the ability to be able to refresh itself and the people around. It's a resource. It's a resource. And so, thank you, Lord.
So, Erica. So, I was so drawn to Erica. Erica's wearing pink and green. And so, I was just asking the Lord, what is it? So, pink represents that your heart toward God and that you just love God so much. And therefore, you are in right relationship with the Lord. And because of that, there is going to be so much life that's coming forth. And green, means I think prosperity and abundance and newness. And I feel like, you know, your mother-in-law and your father-in-law moving to San Antonio is such an indication of just prosperity in relationships, that you crave such amazing relationships and you have suffered so much loss with your mom this year. But I think you're going to just have so many people come into your life and that you will be so blessed with an abundance in relationships, and it will be a different level, not only with your children and your husband, but it's going to exponentially increase in the community and people around you, and that you're going to be life-giving because you have received so much life from the Lord. So I see you just like being so tall, like a giant tree, okay, and giving shade and sharing fruit, that you've been teaching about fruit of the Spirit. I see you sharing fruit, and you are so deeply rooted and grounded, and therefore you continue to drink that living water, and therefore you bear fruit, and you have been bearing fruit even in this year with the suffering with your mom and what happened to your family, but even more so because you are so deeply rooted and grounded in his love. And so I just want to bless you. You are an amazing, you're a big deal woman.
Yeah, when I looked at you earlier, I just saw, it was almost like
if something drops and all kinds of things spill out from it. I saw all sorts of colors and things spill out from you, and it was just going on. And I feel like that's a word about expansion, and it's expansion in creativity, in ideas and solutions, and in leadership. I feel like God's got lots of things he's going to be, probably already has been for a long time, dropping in, and those things are going to start coming forward in the area of you bringing solutions and ideas and leadership and creativity.
Anybody else have a word? Corey, do you have
one? Actually, the word that the Lord just gave me is actually for Jay. And so I said, okay, Daddy, what are you saying? And he said, just look at him. And so I said, okay. And so then, but I'm still looking down. He said, look at him. And I said, okay, Father. And so when I saw the cards in your hand, what I feel like the Lord was saying is that represents invitations that you're about to receive and that you're about to go forth, especially in 2021 in a big way, and there's going to be all of these invites. And then as you pull the first one off and put it in your planners, like, he's going to start the schedule because the apostolic is about to increase so exponentially that it's going to be other houses that's like, we need what he has. He needs to come and impart to us. And so get ready, brother.
Yeah, something to add to that. Yeah, also when he was saying that, I feel like it's also going to be releasing things. Just like this morning at the altar, the Holy Spirit was just releasing through you, imparting and releasing through you. I feel like that's just very much a word.
Last week when Elizabeth was giving testimony, I heard the Lord say, it's just going to be one of the many, many, many Amen. To come. Many.
So I actually have a word for you, Elizabeth. In worship, I heard, as I looked over, the Lord said, she's the goose that lays the golden egg. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean by that? And basically what I saw is, you're birthing something, that there's been treasure stored up within you, and that treasure is going to be released, and it's going to be a heavy thing, is what I heard. It's been a heavy thing, but it's actually been a labor of love, and you're birthing it. And now the last time I had that picture was for somebody who was writing a book. So I don't know if you're writing a book or if you have something within you, but the next thing I asked the Lord was, I saw a picture of you working on a project, and an art project. I know you do art, but I kind of felt like this. I don't know if it's true for real or if it's something else, but I saw you working on something and you put it away. And the Lord brought it back up. And then you started working it again, and then you put it away. And I feel like for a course of many years, it's been something that you've been working on, and you put it away. Kind of like what a writer does sometimes. It's certainly what I've done with my book, is written, put it away. But I feel like it's some kind of work of art, something of creativity that you and the Lord have been doing. But you've been doing it and then putting away and then coming back and doing it and putting it away. But that's part of what's being birthed right now, is that it's like this masterpiece of something that's created deep within you that he and you have been partnering together in. It's going to come forth, and it's going to lift off heaviness, because I feel like, you know, when a woman is 9 months pregnant, like, you're ready for the baby to go now. But at the same time, it's a delight that you get to enjoy in the same way. And it's a treasure, actually, that others will get to enjoy as well. So I bless you with that. And then the corporate word I had, real quick, because I know we're running out of time. I asked the Lord, what word did he have for the body? And I actually saw him throw like this big, it was navy blue, almost midnight blue, but it was a navy blue, like a sheet. He just went, whew, and he threw it over everybody. And I was like, well, what is that? And I heard the word royalty. He said, there's a depthness of understanding your identity and royalty. And that's something that the Lord has already done corporately, but it's really about time to just kind of be covered into this place where where it sweeps across the entire body, where there's a deep place, like it was a deep blue, there's a deep place, and it makes me think of like in the ocean and deeper waters. And so I feel like that's what the Lord was doing, is symbolically just saying that you guys have all corporately walked into a deep place of identity and a deep place that, and when I think of that dark color blue too, it's a place of peace, it's a place of depth, and it's a place of revelation of your royalty. And so I feel like that was an affirmation of the Father, of being able to say that's the one thing that we can really truly carry well, that we're in this place right now. We're really getting solid in what that looks like because he's about to build on top of it. So that was just one layer that he showed me, and I feel like there's other layers of things, but that was the one he was highlighting this morning. So thank you, Lord.
Can I do a couple of words too? Yeah. Do we have time? Yeah. Okay. So quickly, I had a dream last night, and it was about my daughter was in it. Her name means blessing and favor one. And I felt like it was really about dream about our church, but church in particular, you know, global church as well. And so our church is really favored. And this is going to be the year. As we move into next year, we're going to, I saw different things. I'm not going to go into it because we don't have time. But we're going to be able to crack the code for all these things that's going on in the world right now through prayer and intercession. And that it crack the code. That was in my dream. And computer code we cracked. And then also, we're going to be able to say no to things that's been tempting and that's been big in our lives. And all the idols are going to completely come down. And it will be complete total surrender. And therefore, we're going to gain authority. And I saw right relationship with the Lord wearing pink. And then there's a decisiveness about what we're going to do. And so we are going to move as a body into the direction the Lord is heading us. And we have decisiveness. We have a vision from the Lord.
That's good. Anybody else have a corporate word? No? Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You got something?
Well, we were talking about you. Thank you. Earlier. And I thought, God, do I go to her personally with this or do I share it? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go ahead and share it because it might benefit other people. I owe you an apology because, in all honesty, I know that I have a prophetic thing, but one of the exercises that you gave us was difficult for me to do, and I kind of just put the brakes on. And I wanted to apologize for not being... For not recognizing the gift or denying the gift in me and allowing that stumbling block to stop my growth and not recognizing the power in the gift of you to help me get through that also. So I'm sorry, and I want to go on to develop this gift and take advantage of your ability to impart things and encourage and build things in other people. So I wanted to other people to encourage, don't let personal things hinder what God wants to do in you. He's there to highlight them because he wants to help you grow through those things, heal through those things, and move on. And I just had to apologize to you and for not being faithful to what God had put into me, mm-hmm. which is a sin. And I had to confess that. Okay. So I love you. Mm-hmm. And don't do what I did.
Yeah, but do what you did here, and that is being able to recognize it and have the humility to confess it so it's completely broken off of you. And now you can walk out and receive it because it isn't anything that God hasn't, he didn't withhold it. You said the words, you put the brakes on it, and the enemy was able to use that to keep you from going into that next place. So I say over you, Jannie, that there's no time lost. There's no time lost.
Thank you.
There's no time or distance in the kingdom, right? He's outside of time. There's no time lost. You're not behind. just take the next step forward, whatever that looks like. Okay, I bless you in that. And I bless you guys in that too, if you need that step forward.
That was good. Why don't you give a praise to the Lord for that? Just so you know, Jenny, Kelly confirmed that you had an angel behind you before you came, when you were sitting here. You had an angel behind you before you came up, which is why you were supposed to come up. There was this, I don't know if everybody could feel a sense in the shift in the spirit whenever she did that. Is there something about humility and a place of repentance that opens up the door for what's happening, and it unlocks. And I'm just telling you right now, we are a fivefold house, meaning that we're going to have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers who hold the office of those things. And then that is, and the whole point of them in the office is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. And so there's this level of relationship and engagement that is so necessary in order for us to have a cross exchange of what takes place. And so in that place, the proper place was coming to a prophet, and not just a prophet, but a prophet of this house who holds that office, so that in that place, what it unlocked to you is now there's going to be an acceleration of that specifically. And I just want to tell you guys, that's what you're going to be ready for, is that in an apostolic house, in a fivefold house, what you see is multiple things happen at the same time. What do I mean by that? Sometimes there's churches that are oriented totally to the ministry from a pastoral grace. We have to take care of people. We need to love on people. We need to have them know that their hurts are taken care of. And how many people know that's an absolute part of the ministry of Jesus? And at the same time, you see Jesus minister to the woman at the well. You see Jesus minister to the woman caught in adultery. You see the Jesus minister to the lepers. And at the same time, you see Jesus ministering to Peter, who would become what? An apostle, right? So Jesus could chew gum and walk at the same time. He is a multifaceted ministry. And if we as a church are going to step into the fullest expression of who Jesus is on the earth, it's not about majoring over only in one area. It's recognizing the totality of the grace that is represented in a local body, okay? And at the same time, we're doing that. So we're both going to release a pastoral grace, which is loving people. At the same time, we're going to release a prophetic grace, which is to empower people and equip people to step into the prophetic ministry. We're going to release an evangelistic grace to get people out in the doors and begin to see people share the gospel. We're going to have a teacher grace that's going to be released. Why? So some of you teachers are going to be released in this new season because there's going to be a crop, there's going to be a harvest of people that need to be taught the things of the kingdom, right? And so there's going to be a release of that. And there's an apostolic grace. There's an overall, as heaven invades earth, that's going to take place. And so I just want to encourage you on what just shifted right now, and it goes back into in worship. As you guys begin to move towards the altar, as we as the body of Christ who are already born again, if we stay in this constant state of moving to the altar, right? That means our lives, our hearts, our worship, our prayer, our study of the word is always in this continuation of moving towards the altar of who he is. Right? We're constantly surrendering to the lordship of Jesus. What does it mean to move to the altar? It's not just bringing dead things to him. What it means is I'm constantly remembering this. On my best day, I need him. On my worst day, I need him. What does that mean? I always need him. What creates space, what creates gravity pull for people to step into that same experience is when they recognize the humility of a body of people who go, hey, I realize I've never arrived on the earth. I've already arrived in heaven because I'm seated with him. But on the earth, it's not about my platform. It's all about his platform through my life and this constant surrender. And so I'm just telling you right now, Jenny, that what people may not realize it, but I think we're going to look back 6 months from now, and what you're going to see is there's a lot of people who are gifted prophetically in this house. We're going to see not just the level of those who have already been activated in the level of prophetic go to a level of, and I'm going to say this, I think you'll agree with me on this, is that the prophetic is not just giving people words of encouragement. A prophetic word will always build up and encourage, right? in that place and bring comfort. But not every word we've released is always a prophetic word. Sometimes it's just an encouraging word. Sometimes it's just a comforting word. And that's okay. God wants the preaching of the gospel like that. The gospel can encourage people. But what I'm telling you is we're going to see it go to another level where you literally are going to be able to see into the unseen realm and words that are written over people's heads, destinies, numbers, words of knowledge. I mean, this is what's going to be activated to a new level, whereas we're surrendered to Him, we're continually moving forward to Him, all of a sudden you're going to be able to hear the deep secrets of the Lord for somebody and bring Him into another level so that when the prophetic is released, I'm just telling you, we're going to go from where we're at now, which is really, really good, and where we're at now is light years of where we were at 6 years ago when I first taught on the Holy Spirit. And the majority of the body of this church didn't yet believe in the power and the move of the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord, this part is a word for you, Cindy, is the Lord brought in Cindy and Chris at that time. He sent somebody that began to establish the grace for that. So fast forward 6 years later, we don't think twice in this house of whether we're supposed to prophesy or encourage people. It's a part of our culture. And what I'm telling you, as much as there's been that growth, what you're going to see in the next 6 months will dwarf what we saw in 6 years. Why? Because the Lord has a billion plus souls in the first initial. I think it's going to be well more than a billion people that are going to come to know Christ in this harvest. But we keep talking about a prophesied billion soul harvest because He has a billion people out there who don't know Him, and He uses the prophetic to grab a hold of the treasure that's within them that brings them into their kingdom, into His kingdom, right? And that's going to be a necessary part of this thing. And that's only one part of the fivefold ministry. Do you hear what I'm saying? You're going to see all five graces. Let me hear you say grace. It's not what I had planned. I'm just telling you this is what He had planned this morning, okay? You're going to see all five graces released because, again, it's not about the person. It was never about Paul. It was never about Peter. It was never about John. It was all about Jesus in them, and it was all about their surrender to Him. But it was the grace that was existent on them that released a grace of Jesus into the body so that all of you can move into prophecy. All of you can move into healing. All of you can be sent ones. All of you can share the gospel. All of you can teach. All of you can care for another one as a pastor would care for one. Why? Because Jesus is all five. And that's the grace that's going to be released, and that's going to be create sustainable revival and awakening. So get ready. Get ready. I don't care what COVID's looked like in 2020. This has been the greatest year of my life. And it's going to be dwarfed by next year, which is going to be amazing. So get ready. Get ready to hope. I think God's doing something.